And we are 50 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning, January 26th, joined by Julie Chadwick.
Good morning, James.
A very good morning to you as well. It's a very, very cold morning.
It is, and you know what? I heard birds that you normally hear at springtime, which was a little alarming. Why did they come back so early?
Probably because it was very warm.
Yeah, and cold everywhere else.
Yeah. January 26th, again, it's going to be very cold today. We're going to have highs near 41, but wind chills, once we get into this evening, dropping things down to about negative 15. So probably this morning as well.
Negative 15 tonight?
Negative 15, possibly tonight with wind chills. So be aware of that. And also, if you're waking up now, probably
pretty cold. Start your car early.
Yeah, start it very early if you can. On the date book here today, Scott Glenn is 85 years old today. He's from The Right Stuff, Silence of the Lambs, Leftovers. Oh, yeah. Richard Portnow, actor, Sopranos, Kindergarten Cop, Trumbo, 79 years old. Corky Laing, musician, famous from The Mountain. Nantucket Sleigh Ride, The Best of Mountain as well, 78 years old. David Strathairn, I think is how you say his name. Actor as well, Good Night and Good Luck, Nomadland, Lincoln, on those movies. He's 77. Lucinda Williams, musician, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, West, The Ghosts of Highway 20, 73 years old. Norman Hassan, musician, UB40 from UB40. Red Red Wine, Kingston Town, 68. I think that's a ska band, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's like trying to be reggae.
Reggae, gotcha. 68 years old. And then Ellen DeGeneres, she's 68 years old as well this week. Or today, not this week, today. So January 26th, 68 years old. Happy birthday to all of them. It happened today, 1875. The dental drill was patented by George F. Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Is that before pain meds were available?
That's a good, probably. I would assume a lot of those were probably before. You just bite on a
whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. That was something I discovered from, like, if you were a mountain man in the late 1800s, post, like, Civil War, and making the trek west, and you wanted to be a mountain man or something like that. It was basically, if you get like a hangnail, they're like, well, drink the whiskey, pull it out, or just endure it while you're walking around the mountains for however long.
Yeah.
No thank you. Dental drill was patented. George F. Green, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hmm. Shout out to him. He probably made a lot of people very angry and then also happy with that invention without the pain meds.
Who was the first patient?
Yeah, good question. Probably himself. That's what happens usually. They're like, oh, let's see what happens, and I'll drill my own teeth. 1920, January 26, 1920, former Ford Motor Company executive Henry Leland launched the Lincoln Motor Company, which he later sold back to his former employer at Ford Motor Company. So,
interesting.
Made a company, said, wow, this is very valuable. I'm going to sell it back to Ford. Sometimes how it goes. 1979, January 26, 1979, The Dukes of Hazzard premiered. Show ran for 7 seasons. I don't think I've ever seen that show.
I think I saw bits and pieces of it, but it was hugely popular and a lot of people watched it.
Yeah. I think they've made a couple movies. Dukes of Hazzard movies, if I'm not mistaken.
Ben Stiller made one.
Yeah. That's the one that I recognize.
Yeah.
January 26, 2006. This happened a lot later than I realized. January 26, 2006. Western Union discontinued use of its telegram service.
Wow.
As late as 2006, people were still out there at the idea of using Western Union Telegram.
Well, they still had payphones then, too, and you didn't have service like we do today with cell phones.
I just didn't think, I thought telegrams had died.
Yeah.
When the common use of the rotary phone had died, but I guess not. 2006 is when Western Union discontinued its telegram service. I had no idea. Today, special events today, it's a Better Business Communication Day.
Okay, that
sounds
great.
Should always, strive for that. It's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I wish I had some bubble wrap because it's the best.
It's good to.
It's a good anxiety.
Pop those bubbles.
Yeah, it's a good way to get rid of anxiety. Pop bubble wrap
to the annoyance of everyone around you.
Yeah, do it somewhere quiet. Do it in your car.
Yeah,
something like that. Community Manager Appreciation Day. Sure.
Don't know what that is. Community manager.
Community manager. Yeah, like a.
I don't know.
I'm sure the Chamber of Commerce has a bunch of
community managers. A community
that sort
manager.
Of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Dental Drill Appreciation Day, obviously.
All right.
Shout out to the gentleman who invented the dental drill, whose name I literally just forgot. I can't remember his name now. But shout out. Okay. Oh, George F. Green. George F. Green. Not with us anymore. 1875 is when he deleted, or when he invented that. But shout out to his family. Green Juice Day. Mm. Sure.
Okay.
I love a little green juice. Really?
No.
Not any type of green juice.
I don't. You mean like the green juice in a bottle, and it tastes like you?
I'm just kind of assuming like
juiced up your lawn clippings.
I'm just I'm just kind of assuming all green juice. So like anything that's like
anything eco
a smoothie,
green?
Yeah,
okay.
Like a green smoothie.
I'm thinking literal.
Yeah, you're thinking literally lawn clippings put together and blended into a juice.
Wheatgrass.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, that's gross. International Customs Day. Sure. Absolutely. Lotus 1-2-3 Day. I don't know what that is.
I think it's a computer thing.
Lotus 1-2-3. Yeah, that would make sense. Sure. Peanut Brittle Day.
Peanut Brittle's good.
I like Peanut Brittle. Who doesn't like Peanut Brittle? I guess people that are allergic to peanuts, I would imagine, don't like Peanut Brittle.
Probably don't like it.
It's also Spouse's Day.
Okay.
So there you go. A couple true or false here for you, Julie.
Okay.
Deadliest creatures in Australia that could kill you.
You said true or false.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the truth.
It's
and false.
A the brown inland, viper snake.
Here we go. The inland taipan is considered the most venomous land snake in the world.
Yeah, I was close.
Is it true or false, though?
True.
True. A single bite from this fierce snake contains enough venom to kill over 100 adult humans. Mm-hmm. Though it is a shy species that lives in remote desert regions and rarely encounters people. The inland taipan, so be aware of that if you're in Australia. You'd have to be in the desert, though.
Pretty much
like.
You have to assume everything's deadly or fatal.
Especially in Australia.
Yeah. That's
The Sydney funnel web spider has caused dozens of deaths since the introduction of its anti-venom in 1981. True
false.
Or false? False. There have been no recorded deaths from a funnel web spider in Australia since the specialized anti-venom was developed and made widely available over 40 years ago. There you go.
Yeah.
Saltwater crocodiles, true or false? Saltwater crocodiles are only found in the ocean and cannot survive in freshwater environments.
False.
You're 3-for-3. False. Despite their name, salties is their nickname,
they're in the
apparently.
Amazon, too.
Are highly adaptable and frequently found in freshwater rivers, billabongs, which I love that word, and swamps hundreds of kilometers inland. I didn't know that, actually. That scared me.
Yeah, they are. The Amazon River, parts of India, I think, are closer to the ocean.
Awesome. That's just the best. Okay, true or false? I'm gonna do my best with this name here. The Irukandji, I think is how you say the name, is a massive jellyfish that is easy for swimmers to spot and avoid in the water.
False.
Nice job, you're 4-for-4. The Irukandji is incredibly tiny, often no longer than a fingernail, and is nearly transparent, making it virtually impossible for swimmers to see before they are stung.
Yeah.
That's terrifying, too.
Have fun in the ocean.
Yeah. We are just walking into their territory for fun.
Sharks, saltwater crocodiles.
Yeah, especially in Australia. I mean, everything's a trap over there.
Any more? Come on.
I'll give you one more. Australia's death adder uses its tail as a lure to attract prey before striking with incredible speed.
True.
That's 5-for-5. Woo-hoo! True. Unlike many snakes that flee from humans, the death adder sits motionless and camouflaged, twisting its worm-like tail to attract birds and lizards into striking range. Australia. It's just a big old pit
actually,
over there.
It's on my bucket list.
It's on my bucket list, too. I'd actually like to go to Australia, but I don't know
if... I'd like to go to the Crocodile Hunter Zoo.
There's probably a lot of like places I would be like, we can avoid that, yeah? Like the spider pits or something like that.
I don't know.
You're not a spider person. They've got the biggest spiders on planet Earth
over
there.
Yeah, I know. The huge ones.
They're massive.
I like spiders. I'm making friends with spiders. They freak me out.
That's a good way to end.
Just healthy respect
Julie
Chatter, for them.
Making friends with spiders. That's the last word she'll have this week. Making friends with spiders. I coax them in and I say, hello. How are you? I'm Julie. Nice to meet you. That's going to wrap it up.
A book I'm going to write. Making friends with spiders.
Making friends with spiders. It could be a children's book. All right, that's going to wrap things up here this morning. Thank you, Julia, for joining us.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Swap Shop coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Then after that, we got Public Pulse with Floyd Whiting. He's going to be sitting down at the Museum at the Bighorns and Center for a Vital Community. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Swap Shop, and then 10 o'clock, Public Pulse. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to AM 930 at 103.9 FM, KROE.